And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Beagle.
And welcome back, and I'm hoping we'll soon have Greg Forty, who is confirmed to be on today at 1 p.m. Do we have Greg Tomas? Okay, let's see what's going on here. That's unusual, unless something major catastrophic happened, though there wasn't. So we'll see what's going on here. Greg and I have discussions almost every day now, and of course there's a lot of intel. He's connected me to people like Susan Lindauer, General Janice Karpinski, Barbara Honegger, many other intel agents that actually corroborate a lot of evidence of what's going on in the world.
And
just leave a message for Greg. I get a kick out of it when they leave a long message and there's a big pause. Yeah, hi, Greg, you're on air today. We're calling you. Take care, bye. Anyway, we'll keep on calling Tomas and see what we can get him. Something must have happened. Anyway, I'm going to go over some of the latest news. Number one, and I want people to kind of grasp what's going on here. There was a meeting yesterday on Sunday in Berlin. One of the representatives of Trump Johnson met with actually Putin. They're trying to turn back and make sure that Turkey doesn't invade Libya. And Putin's kind of gave some threats. He's actually, in a sense, a peacemaker trying to prevent Turkey from doing it. Turkey was working with Iran. Iran has basically said now they're not going to stop enriching to beyond the 2015 arrangement they made with Europe and with America, which Trump pulled out of because the Iranians kept on threatening America and doing other things. And now, of course, their missiles are now able to reach anywhere in Europe and anywhere in the Middle East. And they also have got it from my reports and my intel sources that Iran has enough of weapons-grade uranium to make perhaps up to a couple hundred nukes. What's going on is the Israelis are not going to tolerate that. And the next big event that I expect to see happen is that Iran is going to do something because they're teetering on economic collapse. They're down to about one-third of the oil export they usually have. There's 52 sites that Trump has targeted that, you know, at first he tried to say nobody was hurt, but the ballistic explosions caused a lot of injury to our troops. I think there's at least 14 of them that are in therapy because of the massive explosions that caused, you know, damage to them. Although, I don't know how much property was destroyed. I would assume their aircraft destroyed, but we pulled back and decided not to do a response. If we do a response, there's 52... targeted sites, and from my intel sources, which are classified and pretty verifiable, they include all of the oil refineries, all the nuclear plants, all the radar sites, and all the missile launch sites. And that means Iran will completely collapse in their economy, will have no be able to defend themselves or send out missiles, and they will be they'll have to start moving troops and to actually start a actual invasion of Iraq and perhaps try to go and attack Israel. Israel's not going to take that, and Israel is getting ready right now, from my sources, to actually bomb the Bashar reactor. If that happens, the radiation burst will be thousands of times more than Fukushima, but it won't last long. But we're going to be sucking up a lot of radiation, and you'll see the Strait of Hormuz close. You'll see Damascus caught in this mess, most likely being nuked by Israel as the nukes and missiles are headed by Hezbollah, parked already in southern Lebanon and in Iraq, and they're going to be targeting Haifa and Tel Aviv. So if you're living in these cities, you're in grave danger right now, because if something gets started, you guys are targeted. Now, people living in Jerusalem are unlikely to be hit right away, because it's a religious city that Islam protects, in a sense. But Israel has got armed to the teeth with lots of advanced nukes and other advanced weapons and Iron Dome, and a percentage of the missiles are going to get through. So I see a lot of very grave danger here, and while this all the stuff's going on, we have this sort of impeachment of Trump, which is not based on reality. We got a message here. Made a couple more calls, a couple left messages, no answer at all. That's unusual. Usually he's available. We'll keep on trying. I'm going to go over some of the things that are happening. Firstly, this year we have the biometric ID that if you don't have a biometric passport, you can't travel across the United States to other countries in the world. And every other country on Earth has to have a biometric ID. Uganda, France, whatever. Number two, they're proposing to have interstate biometric identification systems, whether it's visual video or whatever across every state line. We have the move by the governor of Virginia to actually seize guns. Now, you're not going to be able to seize guns. All of the sheriffs have actually got to open arms about this guy. This guy's nuts. This is the same doctor that sat very calmly in the, you know, the broadcast room talking about the fact of terminating babies after they're born, leaving them to be comfortable and then just killing them afterwards. This is a nut, okay? This guy was a doctor. He's an idiot. And again, remember, as I mentioned before, a number of doctors are serial killers. This is a perfect example, this governor of Virginia. And if he thinks people are going to easily give over their guns and they pass some kind of law and all the sheriffs are protesting, the best they can do is to get rid of the ability to sell bullets through Walmart and the credit card companies. And right now, the other thing I have is from my intel sources is that the FBI are seizing all of the third-generation night vision scopes. So that if you're buying night vision scopes, you better get them really quick because the FBI is actually going to all the manufacturers and trying to seize them right now because they don't want to have resistance from the public. You idiots and the intel agencies don't realize we can build all kinds of advanced technology you're not aware of yet. And if you start coming after us, we're going to kill you so fast you're not going to even know what hit you, okay? If you want to start a civil war, yeah, you're going to kill a lot of us, but we're going to take you all out. You're going to die. You're not going to have a good day. And I don't want to call on that. I don't want to see a civil war in America. But let me tell you, when the governor of Virginia is saying openly he's going to seize guns and make it disarm public, when the FBI are seizing third-generation night vision scopes, these are just people the military and the police use and everybody, this is nuts, okay? This is not normal human activity. And then the USMCA treaty, which was passed by Trump and 89 people, including senators, congressmen, and Democrats, 57% of the words are actually right out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, so it's basically not NAFTA 2, as I talked to Jeff Renz this morning about. It is the TPP, which hands over authority to the world government, World Trade Organization, United Nations, the Trilateral Commission, and the Council on Foreign Relations. Dang it. Okay. This is under Trump's watch, and supposedly everybody thinks he's doing great. Yeah, he did a lot of good things. Trade's increased and so on, and we even have more trade, but we're also passing authority to world government. This is now Zone 3. North America has had now union. There's 10 zones in the world, published in the fall of 1973 in the Foreign Affairs Journal, and now Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, the wizard, has actually accomplished it and got awards in Mexico for doing this. Now, this is kind of scary stuff. So although Trump's done a lot of good stuff, he's also doing very scary stuff, including pushing fracking, which can cause frack wakes, and genetically modified food, and now 5G. We talked about this in the first segment with David Dees. 5G is very scary. It is the final layer of the mark. It's a setup to make sure they can track and control you, set up scalar frequencies, eventually hack into your cortex and your thought patterns, so it's like, you know, Minority Report knowing about pre-crime because they know the intentions of your thoughts. If you think this is not happening, you're not paying attention. Now, most people are not stupid. They're just viciously ignorant. They want to pretend that these things are not normal, even if they haven't researched it, but they know it's not okay. And we have the grand jury now in New York that's been up there more than a year with Barbara Honegger and Dan Sheehan, who I'm also getting on the program. Dan Sheehan is a senior attorney also in this panel of about 43 attorneys and judges that actually have a grand jury now in New York opening up the can of worms of 9/11. And knowing it was an inside job and a controlled demolition of the buildings, including the Pentagon, by the way, had bombs in them. We've had April Gallup on the program years ago. April, of course, consigned to me information, which is in audio files, which I'll dig up, that there were black boxes, military, there was aircraft parts laying on at a sector inside the inner sectors of the building. The same sectors were being rebuilt with Kevlar windows and titanium girders by a British contractor that had bombs blow off inside the Pentagon. They weren't caused by a missile or a aircraft. There was no such thing as a wide-body aircraft strike the Pentagon. That's a virtual lie, okay? There may have been a small missile hit the building, but it would only come in the outside sectors, not the inner sectors. So you have to understand, this year is going to be a year of apocalypse, of unveiling. The governor taking the gloves off. We have the demon rats, the Democrats on one side, and we have the advisors of Trump marching Trump to do bad things that are not reasonable. Now, I got a breakthrough last week, but Trump's still not contacting me about the nukes in La Orchilla Island and in Venezuela. And my missile defense system, which I've sent now dutifully over 2.5 years now, on LaserNet interferometry. And you can find that if you get our newsletter, and there's a direct hyperlink in our YouTube channel to see actually my plan, which will give us total missile defense, which we could share with other countries, so no human needs to be fearful of a nuclear weapon coming in a missile to blow them all to bits, or a biological weapon, or a scalar weapon in space. So what's going on right now is we are marching quickly toward Armageddon. This year, the economy is teetering on a collapse. It's most likely to occur after elections. If it does occur, of course, they want to push us toward a cashless system with big companies like our tech guys in Silicon Valley are building things in China to control the population there. They have around 13.5 million under citizens that are no longer with social rating able to get a drug, medical care, get on a train or plane. This is what's happening in China. And they want to bring this back with WhatsApp working under Google with the Chinese Communist government. And they want to bring this social rating system back to the Western world, America and Europe. Okay? So you got to start paying attention here, people. Things are happening that you're not going to be able to ignore any longer. And as I used the analogy when I talked to Jeff this morning, if you're in Bangladesh and there's a Bengal tiger and they smell really bad, so you can smell them a mile away, you don't roll yourself up into a grass mat and hide inside of your tent thinking that the tiger won't get you, because you may not know this, but tigers like teenagers rolled up in grass mats. So we're heading toward a catastrophe, and the average public doesn't even want to ask the questions of whether or not they're prepped up to have food, water, and electricity beyond the fourth day. They're not prepped up to understand that both sides of the political realms are actually pushing us toward a new world order. That includes even during Trump's administration. And right now, I wanted to get him to repent, become a real live Christian boy. Right now, I call him Trump Pinocchio. Yes, he's done more good than most presidents for the last 100 years, but this same president called out a hit on Qasem Soleimani, who's in a green zone, on her diplomatic passport, and we killed an Iraqi general and 20 of the staff and blew them to little naughty bits, as they say, with a Hellfire missile when he's in an American vehicle in the green zone. Now, if you don't think this happened, I have really good intel to say this was a hit no different than a mobster hitting another mobster, okay? So that's what happened. Now, you can justify it because Qasem killed people, but remember, we killed 1.5 million Iranians during the Iran-Iraq war with VX nerve gas at the Iraqi boundary zone in the marsh area. So Qasem Soleimani is his enemy because you make treaties with your enemies. So now we're in a situation now where Trump is deciding this team to actually defend himself. Do we have our guy now? I thought I heard somebody in the background there. No, I just hear some ringing of phones. Okay, he's not there yet. I'll have to call him on the break and find out what happened. Did he have a catastrophic thing? Hopefully he's okay. Because usually Greg is right on the money because he's got stuff to share. We will be going to break in about a minute or two. I want people to call in. Be brave and ask questions. I've been here now almost 7 months now at CRN Talk Radio. I have virtually no one challenge me. Challenge me. Whether it's a medical system or geopolitical, ask me tough questions. 818-818-6401. I don't bite, and if I do, it's a radio bite, and I have my radio distemper shot, so you won't get sick. Ha ha ha. But you will notice that I will respond by breaking the problem down to its constituent parts and try to explain it to you, because I may be further down the highway of truth, but as long as you're on the highway, even if it's the first 10 yards, you're asking questions and you're wondering what's really going on. Now, you're not going to be able to ignore it much longer, because the mark of the beast is coming, New World Order is coming, global world trade is coming, ecological catastrophes are coming, like the burning of Australia now and over 1 billion organisms dead. People need to start to say they won't be able to ignore what Deagle's been saying now for over 20 some years. You cannot ignore me anymore. This year, you're darn well going to listen, and you're going to raise questions and start prepping up, whether it's physically for your health, geopolitically, or getting things like legacy food, getting yourself electricity, getting self-defense, getting yourself ready for what's coming. Because let me tell you, what's coming is ugly. And if you think that your medical system or your political system or your churches are going to protect you, you're delusional and you're not asking good questions. So be brave. 818-818-6401. Back in just a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutriMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The Israelis are getting ready to bomb the Bashar reactor, so all hell is going to break loose.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
I want to get into this stuff here because I want to open up this can of worms here today, and you're the can opener guy. You have a geopolitical CIA can opener. Okay. We have the master can opener, probably one of my most important intel agents I've ever had on the program. Greg Forde's on very regularly. We almost do daily shows now, either on live show or on video. And you get a lot of hits, I mean. Yeah, and your book is extremely important. If you're listening to my show and you want to raise questions and you want to have survive what's coming in the next months and years, you better read this book and ask questions. It's called Midnight in Samarra. And in fact, the history going back, and I want to deal with this for a minute before I let you loose, is Qasem Soleimani is a military general in the Iranian army. He was there when we were taking Vriox nerve gas and killing 1.5 million Iranians at the Iran-Iraq border with nerve gas that we brought over there from America. Qasem Soleimani was in a green zone, a diplomatic passport. We whacked him, an Iraqi general who was actually working with us to get rid of ISIS. And Soleimani was working, too, to help get rid of ISIS with our, in a sense, a distinct or distant ally, in a sense, to help get rid of ISIS, which we, in fact, created. I have my intel sources showing that, even from my intel sources, pictures with John Mick and Sane in 2009 doing selfie pictures with guys from the setting up ISIS in a town near Amman, Jordan, where we gave them satellite phones and weapons. The things on RTTV, and you can go to rt.tv.com, and it says here, Iran will leave the pact barring it from getting nukes if its complaint over 2015 deals filed with the UN. The meeting, by the way, that happened between Johnson and Putin in Berlin yesterday didn't work. In other words, they're basically not going to be able to fully stop Turkey from doing what it's doing into Libya with Iran. Iran has 52 targeted sites, and what I have from my intel sources is they include every oil refinery, every missile site, every radar base inside Iran will be nuked very, very quickly or hit with missiles and destroyed by America if they twitch sideways. And what I heard from my sources is that Israel is getting ready because Iran is now threatening not only nuking Haifa and Tel Aviv, but also they have missiles now parked in southern Lebanon and Iraq with Hezbollah within yardstick to drive and to hit Israel. Israel is not going to tolerate this, so they are going to bomb the Bashar reactor, which means radiation cloud will be hundreds of times worse than Fukushima. It won't last as long, but it's going to blast us with a ton of radiation. You go out there better get your Neutrodyne and other radiation protection because we're going to be sucking up a lot of radiation if Israel does this. The Strait of Hormuz will close, which is prophesied thousands of years ago. The city of Damascus, because they're going to be caught in this mess, will be nuked. We're going to see things get really out of control this year. And during this, during the dispute over Donald Trump and his so-called impeachment, which is total garbage, here is Donald Trump with his advisors allowing him to use like a mafia bond to whack Qasem, who is his enemy, for sure, and he's a killer. And we could be justified in killing him if he tried to start more terrorism to kill more Americans, obviously because he's a killer. But while he was in the green zone on a diplomatic passport trying to actually work something out because Iran is now panicking, they're about to have a regime change up there, and Saudi Arabia doesn't want to be caught in the middle. They have CC-3 missiles from China, and they have nukes from Pakistan, which, by the way, we gave the Pakistanis an AQ Khan. In fact, the last part of the term of George Bush Jr., we were the last few months of his administration, we still gave the technology directly to AQ Khan to build nukes in Waziristan. And those nukes, by the way, went to Saudi Arabia with Chinese CC-3 missiles. The Middle East is now loaded. The pins are pulled from the grenades. And Armageddon is like literally not years and months away. It could happen today. I mean, things are really nuts now, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, and by the way, RT does seem to have some very lucid and exacting intelligence, for their listeners. And you actually touched on some things that I haven't had a chance to.
By the way, this new SARS virus, this mutated virus coming out of China, they'll say it came from this open market zone. BS, okay? there's nothing better to soften the world up before your economic collapse and so on to have a world plague, like the plague that was created in 1917-18. My grandmother lost her brother and sister.
Blue.
You know, I'll tell you how that happened. Fort Lupton, Kansas, was doing making a vaccine against typhus, and they had pigs that were infected with pig flu, and they had humans infected with human flu, so they created a recombinant. By accident, injected for the typhus vaccine in our troops, and the virus started to grow in them while they were flying and arriving in Spain. That's why they called it the Spanish flu. We actually created it as a bioweapon inadvertently, and it killed not only they estimate around 573,000 Americans, but worldwide it killed around 24 million people. Whoa.
Now, it virtually stopped World War One cold.
Right. It did say that, in fact, it's one of the major reasons why it stopped. Here's the next thing is, because of international travel and the weakening of the population's immune systems with scalar radiation and pollution and so on, the next major plague, whether it's flu or SARS, is going to kill a lot more people. And it'll completely stop civilization. In fact, it's thought that the Black Death is one of the reasons for the fall of the power of the Middle Ages oligarchies back at that time, because the peasants now could demand and start unionizing, because there's so many people killed, they had to pay people to actually do jobs then. So the fall of the oligarchy, which has been persisted ever since, because the banks are basically ruled by the same people, the bankopolies, I call them, run the world trade, they run the intel agencies, and they run the Druidic Council of 13. Everything's through the legal system, which is bail. Everything's through the financial system, which are the same banks that run all the wars. Not to prosecute a war to kind of win, they prosecute a war to get wealthy. And it's the most powerful mechanism to gain wealth is to create wars and conflicts, which is why our government and our PDAC people love conflict. It creates a lot more trillions of dollars of money and wealth and power and control. And now these maniacs are ready with this year to start the World Identification System, which is now October 1, that's 9 months away. And this is the first and final layer of, with the 5G network, 6G, of the Mark of the Beast. If you don't think it's coming, and you want to bury your head in the sand, you want to spit on the messengers like me and Greg Ford and others, you're going to have to stop, because now it's coming right down the road, and you can hear the snorting of the dragon ready to blow fire at your butt. And you're going to realize that we're not lying. We're telling you the truth for the last 20 years, and you're damn well going to listen now. How's that?
Excellent. Now, I would like to, go down memory lane and discuss a couple of things, that haven't been spoken about.
It's your turn.
Mainly because they step on a few toes, specifically.
The problem is we have to step on toes to get the truth, though, because the people who do the good works in the world, people like Donald Trump has more good works than any other president probably in 100 years, also now are doing evil, including whacking a potential peacemaker in Qasim, and his Iraqi general is fighting with us, and his staff, and people have to understand Putin is trying to make peace here now, and he realizes if this gets out of control, a lot of Russians are going to die, just like they did in World War II. In fact, for every person that died in the Western Front, there were 4 to 5 people in Russia that died in the Eastern Front. There were a lot more Russians died in World War II than people in the West, right?
Oh, by a factor of 10, at least. In what, 75, 80 million Russians? That's what I understand.
Russia right now, if it hadn't gone through World War I and II.
My history, as of 2 days ago, it turns out that virtually the entire Russian armed forces in fighting the Germans were wiped out to where there was only 4% left, 4% of the population and the armed forces left in Russia alive after Germany attacked them.
Right.
So in other words, 96% of the population was wiped out in WW2.
Right. Yeah, if Russia hadn't gone through World War, if the communism World War I and II, its population would be probably around 600 or 700 million, not 140 million. And their fertility rate and their lifespan is so short now, the average male lives only to be 52, and their fertility rate so low that the Russian population is shrinking. So a few years ago, Putin installed what's called a fertility day to get a day off work paid to go make babies. People need to realize Russia can't afford to start a big conflict, although they got these weapons. These weapons are basically as like insurance, like don't attack us, don't do this and that. But the West doesn't care. In fact, they don't care about the people in Israel. I mean, they say you're anti-Semitic. It's like, I'm a Semite. I'm a descendant from Hebrews and from the Kohanim. So when they say this, like, and I get wiped, knocked off of YouTube or Twitter, which, by the way, I had to threaten them back legally to get them back up, which I did within hours. They put me back up. Oh, we're sorry. Da, da. No, they're not sorry. They just thought they could get away with it. They're dealing with Deagle. I am not Mr. Passive, and if you want to cross me, God help you, literally. Because things are going to start happening. And let me tell you, if they want to start seizing guns and grabbing us and getting rid of our night vision scopes, that's the latest I heard. Do you know that they're actually, the FBI are seizing night scope manufacturers in America, third generation? That started this last week. Did you know that?
Actually, it started back with Operation, what was it, Emerald Green, what, 2 years ago?
Right, but they really hamped it up the last few weeks. And what I have from my sources is that they're shutting down all the manufacturers that are trying to complete orders that are already placed to ship them out to people of their third generation night scopes.
Right, right. Those are the new improved models, okay,
right.
If I remember correctly.
Right, the new models. The new models, the FBI are completely blocking manufacturers from shipping. Now, you got to understand, they're only doing these kind of things when they're expecting to do something really bad to the rest of us. And let me tell you out there, and you take a note of this NSA and FBI, Deagle's going to release technology you haven't even heard about yet that they'll scare the literally bone marrow right out of your bones. And if you think you're going to take us on and cut our heads off or put us in civil detention, yeah, you're going to kill a bunch of us. You're all going to die. You're not going to survive this, people. If you think you're going to take us on, and by the way, that includes most of our military, most of our police, all of our sheriffs, we're going to take you on, and you're going to be very sorry you even started this fight, because this is not a fight you're going to win. You're not even going to start the first whimper. It's going to get very deadly very quickly, isn't it? And we're not just going to use guns. We use kinds of exotic stuff you haven't even heard. You won't hear a pop or something, except maybe you're going to hear a pop of your jeans as you die, okay? I am sick and tired of what I hear going on right now. And when I hear them openly trying to recruit United Nations to actually start putting people in civil detention camp, they're actually openly putting in newspapers to get UN people to speak English to get Americans to put them in civil detention. They're actually saying this right now, the United Nations. Isn't that nuts?
That absolutely is.
Yeah. And people say, you're making that up, Deagle. I said, I wish 20 years ago be hidden away in some little corner. They're so bold now, they even put it in open newspapers or open media, like the regular, I call the sewer net, the internet. And people say, oh, you're making that up, Deagle. I said, I wish. They give you a number and a contact. If you speak English, you can, your military background, you can be putting Americans into civil detention. What? You know, about 3 or 4 years ago, there was a move by the governor of New York, and he wanted to seize guns from troops that had come back with PTSD or other problems. And the special forces teams met the governor and said, you know what? First home, we're going to get the gun. Second home, they're going to kill us with level 3 body armor piercing weapons on the roof. We're not going to survive. The first home, we'll get the guns. The second home, we're all going to die. So we're not going to do it, governor. And this is a special forces Delta team telling the governor, take a hike, buddy. You might think you're all powerful. You try to start this against the public. Our troops, and there's 23 million armed former military service personnel troops, are not going to put up with you trying to seize their guns and grab them. They're not. It's going to get way out of hand really fast, isn't it?
You know, that's what they're talking about in Virginia now, all these protests.
This governor is brain dead. Look, he's even talking about killing babies on camera. On camera, he's talking very calmly. We make the baby comfortable, and then we kill him. I'm thinking, are you kidding? This guy says he's a doctor. Yeah, he's a serial killer. That's what he is. Damn it.
No.
This guy should be in jail or a psych institution. He's a governor? Why has he not been seized and put in a mental institution? This kind of behavior is not only indecent, it's inhuman. This is the kind of stuff that gets you put away on a padded room in a psych facility with a shot of antipsychotic in your ass and a posy jacket on. He should not be in contact with any human being, blogosphere, internet, reporter, or anything. He should be literally talking to psychiatric nurses and doctors. This guy's crazy.
Now, I can say for sure that he isn't really crazy, okay?
No, he's evil.
What appears to me is this is a provocation, and it's a provocation to do a reconnaissance on the response of the American people. Okay?
You won't get a response.
Hear this. They should explode. They should get angry. Well, that's why these are very well tailor-made statements that are being released.
Yeah, but you know, most people that have been in the military, even people like me, we're not going to come out and start shooting or hurting people. We're going to just start preparing, okay? And we'll do it quietly, whatever. But you know, if they come to my door or to the doors of other preppers like me, they're going to get a hell of a shock, and it won't be just guns. All right, so you're not going to get a response unless you actually do something. How's that?
Okay, I'm getting bumper music.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science.
Are we still on the air?
No further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again
to be the very best iodine available for you.
Nutriodine is the only testosterone-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world.
With the FBI,
Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Well, Greg, the next thing I want you to open up the can of worms you did. When you came back and you were actually talked to the FBI after you came back from Iraq, tell us the story that you told me on the break and expand on it, please.
Okay. What happened was, is when I returned, of course, all your listeners know how I returned from Iraq. I was strapped to a stretcher and filled full of MK Ultra drugs, and as a memory wipe, okay, and the command thought they were home free after they'd gotten rid of me, because quite simply, the weapons of mass destruction that were there in Iraq, I was responsible for doing, for the discovery, and also for all the entire S2, G2 intelligence reports identifying all those weapons of mass destruction, and I was in the process of releasing that information to CNN. Okay,
right.
And then almost immediately the Pentagon panicked. They panicked. They came unglued. Okay, no way,
right.
No how was I going to release that information about those weapons that were found in the underground bunkers in Balad Air Base.
Right.
So at that point, of course, I was strapped to a stretcher when I said, look, we have to stop what is going on in Abu Ghraib prison. Okay, that is the start of Copper Green, which I talk about in my book, Copper Green. Okay, Copper Green now literally controls at least... I know of, personally, 127 countries that are under control of Copper Green, a program that very few people, if any, have ever heard of. Okay?
Right.
Copper Green. Okay? What it does, it basically says, okay, all right, United States, CIA, identify all the military juntas, the dictators, the strongmen, that we want to support, that we want to control, and we want to control all the access to all the natural wealth, natural resources of those countries, and something that very few people ever think of, we want to control labor, manual labor, cheap labor. So what we do is, and this was actually thought of by President George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, all right? So what we do is we go in and we support all these terrible dictators, and we install torture chambers, industrial-strength torture chambers and concentration camps all over the world, okay? And, of course, the American people pay for it, okay?
Yeah.
That's where these grotesque, hideous taxes come from, and these grotesque, hideous military budgets are coming from. That's what they're supporting, okay,
right.
Is Copper Green. And so what Copper Green does then is a few people that are chosen by the kleptocracy of America to run those countries, they immediately identify who's resisting, who's standing up to these maniacs, that are blessed by the United States of America, and what happens is America comes in and identifies the troublemakers and installs these troublemakers, insurgents, radicals, members of quote terrorist organizations. This all might sound familiar to everybody,
right?
Well, that's what it is these. Individual troublemakers are then put into a black operation system, okay, where they're tortured, and depending on what, and this is the American way, how much money is paid by the country, well, in these 127 countries that are involved in this, these troublemakers, okay, are tortured indescribably, they're executed, their heads are cut off with guillotines, whatever you want, okay? But it's all for a fee, okay? So that way, the the identified and supported strongmen, the monsters that our country deems as being the actual leaders of these 127 countries,
right?
Okay, then we'll turn over and give the United States control over, as I said, gold, oil, and drugs.
And okay? Technology. And technology.
All of these resources are in the headlines right now, and they have been in the headlines since World War II. Okay? That's when all this started. You can, and again, you can thank George H.W. Bush and the CIA, or a.k.a. the OSS back then, okay, for that.
Which is basically just a new name for the Nazi.
That's where the oil came from. That's where the gold issues came from.
Right. Okay? Eventually, it's the reincarnation of the Nazi.
Country that's in the news right now that doesn't have this history of copper green control and manipulation.
Wow. Yep. And of course, by the way, this is right out of Nazi Germany. The same people that invented aspartame and VX nerve gas, et cetera, were the same IG Farben company out of Nazi Germany. And our intel agencies are just a refurbishment and reincarnation of the Nazi tool society, these basically trans-dimensional, transhumanist wizards that controlled the Nazis are actually in control of our National Security Agency, the Project Omega, that controls all the agencies in the world, including Five Eyes, all the intel agencies in Canada, Britain, the United States, etc. They're all controlled by the same maniacs, the religious, luciferic maniacs, right?
Absolutely, in every sense of the word. Now, last night, I was called from and contacted from Nicaragua, and the big concern is the FBI. Now, the FBI, of course, everybody, when you say FBI, there's an automatic drum roll. It gets all very, very
right,
dramatic,
right.
Okay? Everybody assumes the FBI is a very, very professional and dedicated organization to fighting crime in America, right?
Right.
Wrong. Yeah. Really wrong. All
right, yeah. It's basically like the mobster hit organization, right?
Okay. For instance, and this is you know, a singular case, okay? The FBI is supposed to be defending our database systems.
Right.
You know, computer-driven systems.
Right.
And what is happening is that supposedly and what comes to mind is the case that comes to mind is the case of Apple, where we just had a Saudi Arabian contingency, brought into America, into Pensacola, Florida, and for some reason, now the issue is that the FBI wants to break into their phones, of course,
right.
And it's fighting crimes. They're fighting terrorism, right? Remember that? Fighting terrorism, okay?
Yeah, I said it with a nice accent, too. That's good.
These Arabs try to kill my daddy, to quote George W. Bush, all right? Well, the issue is, hey, the FBI already has back doors into virtually all computer systems.
I know that. In fact, they threatened the guy that runs Microsoft, you know, Bill Gates. They threatened the guy that is now dead that runs Apple. People have to understand that the NSA and the globalists have backdoors to every computer system and every internet, including the dark internet. There's nothing that they don't know. When they lie and otherwise say, well, we don't know, they're liars, aren't they?
Well, that was exactly it, and that's what I was told last night, okay, is that,
right.
Yes, they have backdoors into all systems, and so what happens is you hear about China, you hear about Russia, you hear about Israel supposedly hacking into our systems. Guess what, folks? They were invited in by the FBI. Okay,
right.
All this ransom software you hear about, the big fear, everybody breaking in, whole new companies are
it's all by design. It's, we're the masters of
issues, okay?
We're the masters of chaos. We create the conflict.
The FBI has intentionally allowed all these intrusions, all this
hacking,
intentionally, and there's always a money factor involved, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You look at the main industries, who's involved? It's always oil companies, energy companies, medical companies, medical identification, issues, different research, industrial processes, okay? It goes on and on. Well, those are all intentionally hacked at courtesy of the FBI. Now, the irony is, and as I've said on your show, Bill,
right,
and to your listeners, is that myself, Frank Gregory Ford, and my former commanding officer actually sat down and said, okay, look, we know where the intrusion is. We know what efforts are, of hacking, how these professional hackers attack systems. So what did we do? We actually patented a system called the computer security device system, okay, a.k.a. guarded dot function. Today, how many invitations and offers do you think we've had from NSA, from the CIA, from the FBI to come in and secure these massive, massive mainframe systems like voting, the voting issues? You think our election process is safe? Okay. No,
right.
Hardly.
Yeah, the comedian. Comedian too. Like I said with Dee's the first segment today, it's a Greek tragedy. It makes you laugh and cry at the same time.
Absolutely. I have never been, and everyone, I invite everyone to go look up the computer security device. Just do a search for it, okay? A guarded thought function with those two names, okay? My name, Frank Gregory Ford, and William Jordan Barnsdale, okay?
Right.
My old commanding officer in the intelligence group. You can find it. That's the information I gave last night to Nicaragua. Nicaragua is tired of having their systems hacked, and they said, look, we want the group A1, okay? A1 is the Silicon Valley experts. They're the experts on computer database security. We want them to install your system. That's
right.
What I was told last night.
It's not getting done. Right. You know why it's not getting done? On purpose, they want us to voluntarily. That's why when I see this big blah, blah, blah by Trump even over the USMCA, this is, as Jeff Rentz said this morning, this is not NAFTA too. No, no, no. I said to him, no. This is the Trans-Pacific Partnership on steroids, and it hands over authority to the world government, the World Trade Organization, the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, the Trilateral Commission. We are, with this treaty, we have lost our autonomy to control our economy.
Absolutely.
Nasty.
Now, when we come back, I would like to go back down memory lane.
Well, we're actually finishing the show now because we started late. So we'll have to do it after the show. After the show, we'll do video.
All right.
Break at 3 o'clock. We'll do that at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
A little bio break, but then we'll do some more video after.
Well, hey,
stay right there. We'll be with Josh Bernstein for a couple segments, and then we'll get you on right afterward, Greg. I'm sure you're chomping at the bit here. Back in a couple minutes with Josh. And the medicine for the blue.